All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Giants baseball coming up, joined by Trevor Brown. And boy, you know, you look at baseball stories and the story of the game of baseball, the way things go on for over 100 years. You see someone come into camp and, well, you don't really know him last year. And all of a sudden, there's a need. He's up in the big leagues, and all of a sudden, you can't get rid of him. And that seems to be Trevor Brown.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
All right, tell us about, first of all, just to refresh everyone's memory, it was quite a story of your coming up in September.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was home for almost 10 days before I got the call up. I was in AAA the whole season and thought my season was over, and I was at home getting ready to relax and get ready for the off season. And Bobby called me about 1:30 in the morning, and it took him a couple times. I didn't wake up initially because it was so early, but I saw it and it kind of clicked instantly. I'm like, I think I'm getting called up right here. And so I answered the phone, and he told me that, hey, can you make a 9 o'clock fly? I said, yeah, of course I can. So went up there, and then when he initially told me that I was coming up, he told me that I was probably going to be the third string and kind of there as like a reserve just in case type of thing, and that I ended up playing the majority of the time I was up there. So I just, you know, went from thinking I was in the off season and done, and then went to, you know, playing in the big leagues a lot. So it was a really cool experience.
Well, what a story. As I say, this is one of those good baseball stories. Trevor Brown is with us and making a great impression in the camp here in spring. What did you do for the 10 days at home? Now, of course, you end the AAA season. Whenever a season ends, we're tired, and we're glad to go home. What did you do for the 10 days?
I didn't leave the couch or my room for probably the first three or four. I just let my body recover and tried to get it back to a comfortable state. And got to see my family a lot. I went over and stayed with them for pretty much the whole time I was actually at their house, my parents' house, when I got the call. So I was just kind of over there, called some buddies that I hadn't seen in a while, called some friends, and just kind of got trying to get acclimated back to being home because you're gone for so long, and just pretty much relaxing, trying to let my body recover.
Yeah, no training table. Probably going out eating a little more sushi now and then.
Oh yeah, I did. That's funny that you said that. That was the first meal I had. There's an all-you-can-eat sushi place by my house, and I couldn't wait to get there.
Very good. I like it. All right, Trevor Brown with us. What makes you interesting? Your versatility. And I know we had you on the show when you came up in September, but again, I think for fans to remember, UCLA. Mm-hmm. And you played other positions other than catcher, which makes you very attractive. Again, with all these positions in big league camp, you play other positions. Give us a little bit more of a background of your baseball ability growing up.
I grew up an infielder. I didn't really start catching until my senior year of high school, so it was a very new thing for me. I did it a little bit in Little League, growing up, but it wasn't something where I was consistently there. I was pretty much an infielder my whole life. And my sophomore year, I played third. My junior year, I played center field all year. And then my senior year of high school, I pitched and I caught. And then I got to college. They picked me up as a catcher. My freshman year, I did a little catching and then ended up moving to third base. And then, let's see, my sophomore year, I played nothing but second base the whole year. Didn't catch at all. And then my junior year, I played catcher, second, and first. And then when I got drafted, they drafted me as a catcher. But my whole first season, I played infield, all over the infield. And then the second year was a little bit of both, and then last year was just catching.
Boy, what a story, really. You know, you watch baseball for 100 years, you don't hear many stories like that. Now, the question I have for you, Billy Hayes is sort of the catching guru. What are some of the things that he teaches you? Because he's a pretty tough guy. He's first-round pick of the Cubs in 78, kind of an interesting man. What does he harp on to you?
Definitely on the catching side. He's, from what we've talked about, he likes most of the things I can do back there, and he likes my flexibility. He says, I'm pretty smooth back there, and there's little things here and there that he likes to fine-tune. So he'll wash from the side, and I'll come in from the innings, and he'll pull me over and be like, hey, what'd you do? Did you think you did this? Or, hey, did you that one pitch, do you remember the pitch that inning where you didn't do this? And I'll be like, oh, yeah, of course, I remember that. And so he's always watching from the side, and he's trying to fine-tune me to make me the best all-around catcher because he does know it's new for me. Yeah. So he's trying to find those little things that it can make me even better.
What's it like catching the staff? I mean, you got some interesting people. I mean, first of all, Cueto, you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And you got the big football player out there, snorting at you. Then you got the big lefty. You got the grunter. You got Peavy. And then you got Kane, who is just coming back but has got the big arm.
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of different pitchers. It's fun. It's a lot to take in. For the most part, it's pretty much getting to catch a whole bunch of new guys again, because I hadn't caught Bumgarner last year, and then Samardzija and Cueto also I haven't got to catch. So really the only two out of the five I've caught before. So coming into camp, that's kind of another new thing for me, is okay, I get to catch a couple more new guys, I got to learn these guys. And so that was my big thing when I got called up last year, and at the end of the season, is I had never caught any of them. So I was playing in these games after taking 10 days off and not knowing what to expect. So that was the big challenge for me last year, and this year it's kind of a little bit of the same thing, where I'm trying to learn these new guys and trying to see what they like to throw in different situations and just trying to get on the same page with them.
Wow, boy, interesting story with Trevor Brown. Really one of the more interesting ones. They got to call a game. Now, you know, this is the major leagues we're talking about. This is a World Series champion. You got to call a game for the pitching staff we just talked about. How do you get in tune with these guys?
That's where Buster comes in for me a lot, and Bosch in general. And those two, Buster mainly is someone that I'll go to before games. And you know, he's obviously been up here. He knows these other hitters, and that's the big thing, is I don't know these hitters as well either. And so he's the person I really look to kind of get some insight on the other hitters, and then just see his perspective on catching these guys already, because he's caught them before. And so I'm really relying on him to give me some feedback on pitch calling strategies and what he thinks that they do well and what they don't do well. And so I can kind of go, I'm pretty much going off what he's been telling me. So he's been really super valuable for me back there, just as a learning curve for learning these guys.
Who's the toughest to catch of all the pitchers that you catch here in Scottsdale?
I don't think any of them are really tougher than any others. I mean, they're all here because they can throw it over the plate. So at least I know for the most part where they're, what's expected, and or where I'm expecting the ball. And they're all, you know, they're major league pitchers, so they're putting it where they want it for the most part. They're all different. You know, Bumgarner's a lefty that's got the kind of that crossfire, and Jeff's coming from 7 feet up in the air, and you know, Cueto's ball does all kinds of stuff, moves left, moves right, moves down, and so they're all different in their own ways, but it's all fun. They're all different, so it's a good time out there.
Boy, Trevor Brown is sharing some information with us. Do you ever pinch yourself and say, you know, last September I'm on the couch having Maguro, and all of a sudden 6 months later here I am with a heck of a chance to make this team and be the backup catcher?
Yeah, it's been crazy. I've been, my family's been here for the past 10 days, and so I've had a couple sit downs and dinner with them and just talking it out, and just how crazy it is thinking from where I was 6 months ago to where I was now, or where I am now, and the improvements I've made in the offseason and just stuff like that. I've never really come into a spring training feeling like I was fighting for one specific job, because I've been playing so many positions. Yeah. So I pretty much would come in and be like, well, where am I going to play today, you know, type of thing. And so that's been fun. So this camp is really different for me, because I knew coming in that I was fighting for one specific job. Yeah. And so me, the offseason, the preparation, not necessarily different, but I had a single goal. You know what I mean? Rather than, it wasn't so broad. I wasn't coming in doing a whole bunch of different stuff. So I had one single goal, and they wanted me to gain some weight. So I focused on gaining the weight. And then with the hitting, I knew that's the big thing that I needed to improve on. I think I'm comfortable catching, and my skill set catching, I think, is up to par for the level. Okay. I think the hitting was the big thing with them, is that I needed to improve that hitting, and so I really focused on that. And obviously I did catching stuff as well, but that was the big thing for me personally. My focus was on the hitting side and just doing the things that they had wanted me to get a little bit better at, and then hopefully come in here and show them that I made those improvements and give myself the best chance.
Yeah, you did, and you've shown them that, and that's why we're having a very nice conversation today, because, as I say, you got a heck of a chance to be on this ball club. What did you do over the winter to improve your hitting?
The hitting, well, for me, I looked back, or I kind of reflected on how I made a lot of my outs last year, and so I said, okay, you know, I had a lot of early in the count, trying to do too much type of thing. So I was rolling over early, or I was swinging at pitches that I didn't want early in the count. So I was kind of giving a bats away. So I kind of thought to myself, and I had a conversation with Matt Duffy the other day too, on just things that you can control. And so I kind of focused on those, on what can I control. I can control what pitches I swing at, and I can control the type of swing I take on certain things. And so I worked on a lot of top hand stuff, because I know sometimes that was a mechanical thing in my swing that I didn't do well. I would kind of drop the barrel early. early, and so I would fly out to right sometimes, and so I worked. That was my mechanical thing, is working on my top hand, making sure the barrel was getting to the ball and wasn't getting loopy, and then just a mindset too, because Matt's been really great to talk about. He's, you know, he's another young guy that came up and performed so well, and his big thing is just the mindset, and he's so like mentally prepared and confident up there, and he's really been someone that I've looked to talk to help me with that, because that's something I also struggled with earlier on, and so that's something I'm trying to get better at, and you know, watching him have all his success, and, you know, obviously that plays a big part of it, so I'm trying to feed off as many guys as I can up here, and so you know, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, it's great, it's working, and I'm glad you brought up Matt Duffy, because boy, what a hitter he is, hitting third mm-hmm. on the team. It's really quite a story for him. All right. What did you major in at UCLA?
I started in business economics, and with the baseball schedule and the games and everything, it was a little too much for me to handle. I think you had to have like a 3.5 in those major classes, and I was a good student in high school, but I just couldn't keep up with the amount of baseball stuff that we had to do, so I switched to political science.
Okay. All right. Very good. That's easy. Just get on TV and say, I'm going to make America better.
Exactly.
That's political science.
Exactly.
All right. Hobbies for you? What do you like to do in your spare time?
Spare time? Used to be a little bit of a video game kind of guy, but I've kind of gotten away from that. I picked up guitar, actually. My dad plays guitar, and so that was something I got into in the off season. And so, you know, I would do my workouts and stuff for the day, and then I'd go, if he was home, he just recently retired, so he has a little more time to play, so I'd sit down and play with him. And that's kind of been my one big hobby that I've been doing lately. I have one with me here now, so I go home, and it's kind of my little unwinding thing.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, I like it. Trevor, as you look at the future and you look where you could be, what's the biggest challenge for you as a major leaguer? Well, you say, I've been a fan of baseball all my life, as a fan as a kid. Here I am in the big leagues now. What's that final hurdle? What do you have to do?
Well, hopefully I can make the team this year, and then I think the biggest thing is keep on proving myself.
Okay.
You know, I think there's a lot of guys that can come up and have, you know, a good spring.
Okay.
I think the big thing for me is, the challenge for me is, if I do make the team, to continue to get better every day and learn from all these guys and have a good season. And then the next goal would be to stay here and then keep having those good seasons and kind of proving myself and just being consistent, like you're saying, and just something like that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the story of baseball. Boy, nice to have you on the show. A pleasure. You've had a great spring, and I know the fans are going to enjoy hearing the show, so I appreciate it. Thanks so much.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, more coming up on KNBR 680, the sports leader.